Good morning, Inner Circle members. It's Weekly with Willard, and this is very, very special Weekly with Willard this morning because today is a very special day in the Willard household. Yeah, not our household so much, but in the wider family household. It's a very special day, and without giving away too many ages, of course, it's my very young but yet older brother's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave. This message goes out to you too. And to my very, very young older sister, happy anniversary to you and Gord, and many, many more years. And then, of course, Carl, if you could just pass this on to our wonderful, beautiful mom. Oh, man, I'm going to let this one slip out the bag, Mom. 89 years old and going strong. Unbelievable. If I can be half as fit as you at 69, I will be so, so happy. I had a... had such a... sort of a sobering experience 2 days ago when I got up the ladder, probably, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7 times up to the top of our house to clean out the gutters with all the beautiful rains and the leaves in the gutters. I decided to clean out the gutters. And I just, you know, sort of ran up and down the ladder a few times, no problem. And I woke up the next morning and, oh my word, my bum was so stiff. Okay, sorry, Mom, this one's going out to you. My gluteus maximus. Ah, my word, I was so stiff and I realized, come on. As I say, Mom, if I give you half as fit as you at 60, forget 89, we'll be truly, truly, truly blessed. And so talking about my mom, there's a lovely story my mom often loves to tell me, and I love it when she tells me the story. It's a story about when the first day I ever went to nursery school, and she walked down with me, hand in hand, all the way down Honeysuckle Avenue to go to Mrs. Skanes' Sundridge Park Nursery School. And we got to the corner, probably, 20 meters, 30 meters, maybe 50 meters from the nursery school. And then guess what? I just decided right then and there I didn't need to go anymore. I didn't want to go. And I started crying and performing embarrassingly. And there was no ways I was going to do it. And she called the owner, Mrs. Skanes. And they put a little plan together, and Mrs. Skanes came over, and I think it was in a little mini or something, and she had her little dog inside, and the dog jumped out, and she kind of cried out, Sean, help me catch the dog. And of course, I was running after this dog, and the dog jumped in the car, and Sean jumped in the car afterwards. That's modern-day hijacking, folks. And off they rode with me, and my mom walked back home, probably crying more than I did. And within a couple of minutes, I was apparently absolutely peachy perfect, all fine and happy and ready to go. And yeah, the rest is history. I made such wonderful friends at that nursery school. But you know, I was hesitant up to that point. And my point with you this morning is sometimes distractions can be good. Sometimes distractions can be good. And maybe I just want to ask you right now is maybe are you reacting a lot, or are you responding in your situations in your life? And maybe you need to pause and just be distracted for a while by something else. Maybe you'd be distracted by a long walk on the beach. Maybe you need to be distracted by a beautiful movie, a great book. Maybe you need to be distracted by a conversation over coffee with a great friend. To take your mind off the immediate panic, anxiety, depression, stress, fear, whatever it might be in the moment, where you press the pause button, you just say, you know what, I'm just going to take a bit of time off. I'm actually going to choose to be distracted. I'm going to jump in the car with this dog. And in that moment of having such fun with your friend and joy and laughter, maybe a few tears, cries or whatever, something just heals. Something heals in that moment. And you come back and it's like, you know, was it really a problem? Was it really such an issue? That argument I was having with my spouse or my friend, was it really such an issue? When I slept on it, when I thought about it objectively, when I got perspective on it, after being distracted, off that nice long walk on the beach, airing my brain. Sometimes distractions can be good. Now, not always. In fact, most times not. They deter us from a focused lifestyle. But when we choose a distraction in our life and we jump in that car and we go after that dog, a few moments later, you'll find that you probably have a smile on your face. Thanks, Mom, for setting that up. Could you imagine if I'd stayed at home all these years, Mom? That would not have been good. Have a great one. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy anniversary. And have a beautiful, fantastic Friday. See you again with Weekly at Woolard next week. Cheers.